This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are, give or take, 6 months into the Biden administration, as good a moment as any really to check in on where some of the promises that candidate Biden made stand now that he's got the job. What about, say, healthcare? As with many other things, it is not just Republicans that Mr. Biden has to placate. More than 150 House Democrats are out with a letter calling on the president to do more on one part of the healthcare system in particular, expanding access to Medicare, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
In President Biden's budget proposal, he calls for lowering the eligibility age for Medicare from 65 to 60. And there's research explaining why many advocates see that as a good idea. Joe Strager is a professor at Stanford School of Medicine and a surgeon.
And as a surgeon, I noticed in my practice that there seemed to be a sudden rise in the number of lung cancers I was treating in patients who had just turned 65.
He asked around, and his colleagues saw the same thing. Normal rates at age 64 and 66, but twice as many lung cancer treatments at 65.
And there's no biological explanation for why there would be that kind of jump.
But as Strager found in a research paper he co-authored with colleagues, there is an economic explanation. People were waiting for treatment until they were eligible for Medicare. Strager says lowering the eligibility age could save lives because that period of time in your early 60s.
I think it's a window where our sort of work-associated insurance system tends to fail a lot of people. And it's the same window when illnesses that are life-threatening become more and more common.
And conditions that aren't life-threatening as well. Judy Stein runs a Center for Medicare Advocacy. Her group works with clients to ensure they receive Medicare benefits.
And they come to Medicare sicker, more vulnerable than they might had there been adequate coverage before they came on to Medicare.
Lowering the eligibility age may sound simple, but like anything else involving healthcare in this country, it isn't. For example,
providers generally get paid less under Medicare than they would from an employer plan or a private insurance plan.
Tricia Newman is a senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
And so I think if this proposal were to move forward and gain steam, it would not be a surprise to see serious opposition from the hospital industry and other healthcare providers.
Having more people on Medicare would also shift the cost burden of insuring them from employers to the government. Miriam Logeson teaches health policy at Columbia University.
Employers, depending on the generosity of the benefits package, may see their employees choosing to insure themselves through the public system. That would be a real win for small businesses.
Of course, all this depends on the details of any eventual plan, which would still need congressional approval.
I think that there's a degree of pessimism around whether this will go forward, and that's up to the political process.
And the Biden administration is already in a lot of tough political negotiations at the moment. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.